每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月7日，一切交托。不要为作恶的人心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。诗篇37篇1节5节。烦恼不会解决烦恼，只会让你更烦恼。诗人叫你不要心怀不平，因为那些都是自寻烦恼，何不改变态度，更新意念呢？小宝宝饿的时候，你给他玩具也没有用，他会一直苦恼，直到你喂饱了他。我们的灵魂也只有上帝才能满足。大卫说，上帝啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。诗篇42篇1节。浪子在惨痛的经历中吸取了人生的教训。他说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？路加福音15章17节。一个人的心中容不下两种对立的势力。你心里有怀疑，就不会有信心；有憎恨，就不会有恩慈；有自私，就不会有仁爱；有忧虑，就不会有信任。消除忧虑的最佳良方就在诗篇37篇5节中。当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。交托就是完全放心的托付。多年前，有人给了我儿子1美元。我的小男孩跑来跟我说，爸爸，你帮我保管吧。过了几分钟，他又跑回来说，爸爸，你会帮我保管好吗？可是过了几分钟，他再次跑来说，爸爸，我还是自己保管我的钱吧。他把钱塞进口袋，就出去玩了。几分钟后，他满眼是泪地跑来说，爸爸，我把钱弄丢了，您帮我找吧。多少次我们把重担交托给主以后，又不放心，宁愿自己去折腾，然后我们把事情搞砸了，才又求告他说，哦，主啊，求你帮帮我，我遇到麻烦了。你该做出选择，是把你的生活交托在上帝的手中，还是你自己的手中？让我们一起祷告。天父啊，求你让我不要为作恶的人而焦虑不安。无论别人在做什么，求你帮助我倚靠你，以你为乐。奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 7th, fretting or committing. Do not fret because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him.And he will bring it to pass. Psalm 37, verses 1 and 5. There are no troubles that distress the mind and wear upon the nerves, as do borrowed troubles. The psalmist said, Don't fret. The implication is that fretting, complaining, and distress of mind are often self-manufactured and can be best coped with by a change of attitude and transformation of thought. You cannot allay a baby's anxiety by giving him a rattle when he's hungry. He will keep on crying until his hunger is satisfied by the food his little body demands. Neither can the soul of a mature man be satisfied apart from God. David described the hunger of all men when he said, "As the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants for you, O God." Psalm 42:1. The prodigal son, who had to learn life's lessons by painful experience, said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger." Luke 15:17. Two conflicting forces cannot exist in one human heart. When doubt reigns, faith cannot abide. Where hatred rules, love is crowded out. Where selfishness rules, there love cannot dwell. When worry is present, trust cannot crowd its way in. The very best prescription for banishing worry is found in Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will bring it to pass. The word commit means to turn over, to entrust completely. Some years ago, someone gave my little boy a dollar. He brought it to me and said, "Daddy, keep this for me." But in a few minutes, he came back and said, "Daddy, keep this for me?" But in a few minutes, he came back and said, "Daddy, I'd better keep my own dollar." He tucked it in his pocket and went out to play. In a few minutes, he came back with tears in his eyes saying, "Daddy, I lost my dollar. Help me find it." How often we commit our burdens to the Lord and then fail to trust Him by taking matters into our own hands. Then, when we have messed things up, we pray, "Oh Lord, help me, I'm in trouble." The choice is yours. Do you want to trust your life in God's pocket or keep it for yourself? Let us pray. Father, keep me from anxiety over those who do evil. Help me to trust in you and so to experience your joy regardless of what other people are doing. In Jesus' name.